Episode 161, You Have Something Special.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, beautiful ladies. How are you doing? Oh, you are fabulous. You are hot to trot. You are on fire. And today is your day. You have something special. I am so excited and thrilled that you are here and that you've tuned in. You know, I look forward to our chat times every single day. It's coffee time, it is girl time, and let's bring it on. All right. Today, we're going to really focus on motivation, inspiration, a pick me up. And today, actually, for me, it was really wet and rainy. And so in thinking about, you know, life and how things go on and what it is, sometimes I think we forget that even with the bad can be the good. And truly, you have something special. You don't have to sometimes look for it. Sometimes you go on searches and you go and try and find things. It's great to kind of rediscover what you already have because you have something special. If at any point you're like, you know what, I want to get in touch with you, come on over to createyournow.com. I am there. You can leave me a voicemail. You can send me an email, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. And I am truly here to serve you. I care about you. I pray about you. I love you. You have something special. And I really look forward to sharing your journey. So if I can do anything for you, please reach out. All right, we got to jump right on in, okay? It's time to inspire. It's time to just take off and soar. You are a one of a kind. You are a beauty filled with goodness and love. You know, most of what we retain and remember is what I call the ants of life. And the ants of life is the automatic negative thoughts. It's so easy. We can go back to that yucky time in life, no matter where we are. It can be a memory in third grade. It can be something that happened in high school. It can be something that happened in college. It could be something that happened just yesterday. But what comes to mind are the ants. Okay, the automatic negative thoughts, they just feed you. And what happens is they infest your world and they hold you down. They hold you back. And what happens when that does occur, you find yourself kind of in this swarm of ants and it begins to eat at you. And then it's like, ugh, right? And you just can't get out of it as fast. Well, that infestation has to stop because you have something special. You got this. You truly have something special. You have the magic sauce to succeed. And I know some of you are like, no, I don't. Oh, yes, you do. And when you say, no, I don't, I'm going to say, oh, yes, you do. Because God has given it to you already. No strings attached and definitely no ants. The problem is sometimes it's us. We are the problem. We don't accept the gift. We don't want to dig deeper or learn a little bit more. Okay? We don't want to grow to that level of capacity of who we can actually become. That's where God wants us to be. He wants us to be so authentic and so vulnerable that it is just taking me to another level. Okay, you thought the sea was cool when you go snorkeling, but if you go scuba diving, oh my gosh, right? But what if you were to get into an actual diving ship, okay? And you get into that and you go deep, deep within the bowels of the ocean. What do you think you would see? Probably creatures that maybe you read about, you know, creatures from way that stay in dark areas that you didn't see, beauty that was like, wow, you have something special. It's whether or not you are willing to actually believe that you have something special. And you can. You say, well, how can I do that? It's simple, okay? It's totally the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim. Simply take aim. Action ignites motivation. You know, today I had the blessed honor and privilege to spend the entire day with my son. We were at orientation at college. He's getting ready and signing up for classes. And it was an awesome feeling. But I knew that my day was going to be very full. And I am one who takes care of me at the very beginning of the day, okay? Because that's how my life rolls. That's what works with my schedule, works with my children, works with my husband. It just works out better that way. However, today was not that kind of a day. That day was I needed to be on campus. I needed to be available. And basically, it was a 7-to-7 day. It was a 12-hour day. Long, long day. The best day, though, but a very long day. I found myself tired, but I knew I still had work to do, and that work to do was on me. And you see, I know that if I don't work on me, that I won't have something special, because God says you got to take care of you so you can take care of others. You can love deeper. You can give more. You can serve greater. So even after a long 12-hour day, which, of course, it was longer than that, but that was actually just hours of being gone. You know, I got up earlier. But after that long 12-hour day, I needed my time. I needed that time to work on me. And so even though I was tired, I took aim. I went down and I had my quiet time. I had my workout time, which led to my chat devotion time. And not that I don't have devotion time in the mornings when I first get up, because I always like to greet God in the morning and say, praise the Lord and good morning. And I go about, but the deeper stuff. And I didn't really have time for that because I had other plans that needed to be taken care of, but it just switched around. And so I was a little bit off normal. Okay. If you want to call it, I was off balance. But the thing was, is I jumped right back in and said, I have got to take aim. I've got to do this. And guess what? I did it. You see, God gives you what you can handle. That's what's awesome about it. Don't think about the ants, but think about what you have been blessed with, the gifts that you have, because you have something special. It's something that is within you, okay? You know what it is, and I want you to find that, because that's the diamond in the rough that God wants to bring out and let it shine. You have something special. Be strong. Be bold. Amplify your life. You have something special. Go let it shine. Blessings, loves, and lots of hugs. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.